88. Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Daryl Sims, the alien hunter, joins us. And he just said in the last segment, he didn't think it was E.T. that was responsible, that these creatures are not extraterrestrial. So what are they, crypto-terrestrial?
I suspect that these entities are some type of transgenic made for the purpose of interaction with mankind. I'm ultimately past the looking at what they are, so to speak, and I'm more interested now in who made them. And I'm quite fascinated to pursue that. But the fact is that we've had some DNA acquired from the physical contact some of our abductees have had with these entities. And according to one gentleman, Dr. Levensgood, who passed away recently, he mentioned that the DNA, one particular body of evidence we had, as far as he was concerned, was the smoking gun, because it put the alien and it put the cattle mutilations all in the same place at the same time.
All right. You know, we're making some assumptions here. I guess we have some assumptions with more assumptions. DNA of these creatures. You have some DNA somewhere that an independent scientist can look at and say, hey, this is weird?
Sure. We've had it looked at by, I've had three different people volunteer. One of them was a forensic specialist. The other one was an assistant professor at university. And another one was a lady recently who was a DNA scientist. And all three of them have literally walked away without ever getting to look at the evidence. The last one said that she doesn't know how her boss found out that she was going to do this DNA work apart from her job and without any fanfare. But she said, I was confronted and told that if I pursued what I was going to do, that I would be fired. And so we lost her as well.
All right. So you're just telling me all the reasons why you can put up this DNA evidence, huh?
I'm telling you that, number one, it costs quite a bit of money to do it. Most of the stuff that I've done out of my own pocket or begged, borrowed, or had doctors and others to assist any way they could. And like I said, the three that did come forward to volunteer, they're no longer with us. I don't know who got to them, but it apparently was effective.
All right. Can't you do like a DNA test, a simple DNA test for like $79? I have a thing right here. Simple DNA testing, $79 in three easy steps.
No, that sounds good, but we've already had a university and two other people look at it, people with master's degrees look at it, and were pretty impressed with what they saw. And until I can find someone that I'm comfortable with, first of all, I'm not comfortable sending anything that might actually be alien or anything else off to someone that I'd have no idea who in the world these people are. And then I'll give you a practical example. One gentleman from who had a Nobel laureate told me one day, he said, Mr. Sims, if you can actually prove through this implant covering that you found that shows a non-inflammatory response, if you can replicate that in a lab, he said, you may have a Nobel laureate fine. And I looked at him and I said, yes, sir. My question to you is, what lab do you trust that you would send this off to? And he looked at me and smiled and said, none.
All right. You know, so far I'm hearing reasons. What about MUFON? MUFON's got scientific investigators. You wouldn't send a little piece of the stuff to MUFON in public saying, here it is. I'm going to physically transfer it to the director of MUFON. For example, Jan Harzen from MUFON. You wouldn't go to him and say, Jan, I got this evidence, take a look at it?
I have very good friends in MUFON, and there's no criticism toward them or anyone else. But I have worked alone in this. I've had two cardiovascular surgeons, and I have a series of other doctors that work with me, and I'm comfortable with them, and I trust these folks. They've worked enough with me that I think we'll work it out when we get to that part. But I want to pull a new DNA person on board, someone we can trust, and then we'll proceed at that point.
It sounds to me like this should be job number one. amongst all the things that you're doing. You've got
you
DNA.
You have no idea the kind of things I'm doing. That's the point. I'm sitting on quite a bit of evidence tonight.
Okay.
He's now a TV star too, Gene.
Okay.
Well, have to work and make a living at some point.
I understand that. We just want to go through what you say you have and see what can be done. Let me ask you a question here. We have a lot of listeners around the world of the PowerCast. We're being picked up on a second streaming network, effective very shortly, the IRN Internet Radio Network. I'm sure among those people listening to the PowerCast, we have scientists who are capable of looking at DNA evidence. If they got in touch with you and said, hey, Darryl, we'll do it, would you accept it?
I might. It depends on the individual. Bob Bigelow tried to confront me recently with two of his ex-FBI buddies, and they wanted the evidence. In fact, they didn't ask. They came directly to one of my abductees' homes and tried to get it. And then they found out that I already had been there and collected the evidence, and then they called me and said, well, we need to get it from you.
Bob Bigelow went personally with two ex-FBI guys?
Ex-FBI guys worked for him, and I told him I wasn't interested.
So the three of them actually physically went to this person's house and demanded
The two FBI guys went there, and when they found out that where the evidence was, they called me directly from the abductee's home. And my first question to them was, what are you doing at my abductee's home?
Yeah, and who do you work for?
Without talking to me. Who do you think you are? It's we're ex-FBI. And I said, look, I'm ex-CIA. That doesn't mean anything, Jack. I said, whenever we had liaison with the FBI through the Central Intelligence Agency, the guy that's the independent in between, I said, we owned that monkey. I said, don't you think for an instant that we didn't. I said, don't act like you're somebody, because that's what we used to be. You're nothing to me right now. And coming to my abductee's house trying to steal the evidence, that makes you less than anything, in my opinion.
Well, have you ever talked to Bigelow about this?
Well, Bigelow, they said, well, we can get Mr. Bigelow to come down, fly down to Houston and get the evidence from you. He'd be glad to meet you with you. And I said, I've met Bob Bigelow a number of times and been involved with a research project that we were involved in. And that's fine. I said, but this has nothing to do with that. And I will take care of this. I'll do it my own way.
Okay. What research project were you involved in with Bob Bigelow?
Bob Bigelow agreed to, he called me one day back in 1995. He said, I've got several scientists and I have one guy standing here. It's got two PhDs and one MD. That's one guy. And I said, okay. And he says, you seem to be able to find a lot of evidence no one even knew existed in the UFO phenomena. And I'd like to find out how you're able to do that. And I laughed and I said, if you want to find a donut, go find a cop. You want to find an alien, go find a Native American tracker. They laughed, and they still didn't get it. But basically what they were asking about was the implants that had done in the first public surgery. And they agreed to finance another three surgeries and look at the objects and so on. But I told them I was more interested in them doing the analysis through New Mexico Tech and Los Alamos on the existing implants I already had from the first surgery, and they agreed. And so did 18 scientists that were present at that meeting.
And what happened then?
Well, they sent off the materials to New Mexico Tech, to Los Alamos. Los Alamos constructed a specialized microscope that had a little laser on the side of it that captured the little gas as it sent this little laser shot into the implant, and they captured the information. Found that the implants were covered with 11 different elements. That some of the implants were, they were definitely ferrous. Some of them were the hardest steel known to man, and the others were some very soft core carbon. And they found that there was separate of that was a biological covering that was important that I was more interested in than anything. But the Los Alamos couldn't go any further with it, and they sent it off to New Mexico Tech. Well, New Mexico Tech did the Moss test and many other tests on the objects and found that the materials were from a rare meteorite claimed to be from the Wittmannstätten or the Yauchung meteorite.
Wow.
And this is part of an alien implant.
This was during the time period you were working with Dr. Roger Lear, correct?
That's incorrect. Dr. Roger Lear was working for me.
All right. Darryl Sims, the alien hunter, joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Daryl Sims, the Alien Hunter, is joining us. And we're focusing here on so-called alien implants or things found in people's bodies in the wake of an alien abduction. And we brought up here very briefly in the conversation with Chris and with Daryl, an association, Daryl, that you had with Dr. Roger Lear, who's been on the Paracast several times. Can you tell us about that interaction?
Well, basically, there had actually been several surgeries done before the public ones we did. And I happened to be out in Southern California, and a friend introduced me to Roger Lear, and he was a podiatrist, a foot doctor, not an MD. But I said, well, I actually have one of them that's in the foot. And he said he would, he said, why don't you remove them? I said, well, I would actually need a podiatrist. And he said, I'll do that. And I said, fine. And I said, I'll fly them out here at my cost, pay for the medical and everything else, put them up, and the whole nine yards. And he said, fine. So anyway, long story short, we took one object out of the hand and three out of the foot. And at that point, Dr. Lear did not agree that he thought they were all surgical clips and that that was nothing to it. That there was. And I said, well, if that's true, I said, let me give you my prediction I made a year and a half before in 1994 to 250 surgeons. I told them that these implants that you're looking at up here on X-ray are true. What we're going to find is that these objects are, in fact, there'll be at least four things that are true. The four things we will find that are true is that, number one, the objects will not have any technology in them if they're alien-related. Number two, that they will be surrounded by a biological mass that will be non-inflammatory process. Anyway, after I finally described all these, the two doctors present said, that's impossible, and we don't believe it. However, the pathology report the next day proved these claims to be accurate. At that point, Dr. Lear wanted to be a partner with me, and I brought him on. And I said, I've got all the cases that I've got a whole pile of cases. And I said, you can start with these several if you will see how things work out.
And how did it work out with Dr. Lear? Are you still working with him or what?
No, the problem... I asked him originally, do you have any problems I need to worry about? And he said, no. And I said, fine. I found out later that that wasn't true. He had a previous case against him by an individual for the suing for malpractice. That was before he ever got into ufology or anything else, as I understand it.
Okay, and, but how was that resolved?
Well, it was resolved very badly. He ended up going to court. Well, that and other things. We had some implants starting to disappear under his care. And when that happened, I was so irritated from complaints from abductees and so on, I simply fired him, said, that's it. You're out of here.
All right. So you're saying that he stole these implants from you?
I have no idea where they went. I don't know. All I know is that I was called by an investigator in Ventura County who was a vet investigator with DA's office. And he said, I'm calling in reference to a Roger Crevin Lear. Now, I'm an ex-cop. When people use your full name, they're not friendly. And I said, I do know him. And he says, well, he said, this lady's complaining about him stealing her objects. And do you know anything about it? And I said, I delivered them to him personally. And he said, so he did have them. I said, yes, he did. And I said, I'm not trying to get him in trouble or anything. I just split the association because of problems like this. Other complaints from abductees for various reasons. And I said, and there's this malpractice suit against him, which he lost, by the way, and he ended up getting, I think, a 3 years probation on his license and a $4,000 fine and remedial training in podiatry.
Do you know specifically what he did wrong that caused this lawsuit to happen?
Well, yeah, an individual from California sent me the entire medical report of that hearing. In fact, the attorney general's office showed up as well. And for an AG to show up at a podiatry hearing, that's not good. That smacks at a possible threat of an arrest. In other words, if you don't accept the charges, it's highly likely that if they think there's something criminal that happened, they're going to come after you.
But he's never been arrested or convicted of anything, has he? Because remember, malpractice tends to be a civil issue, not a criminal issue.
It was civil. It did not go criminal. It did not.
All right, we'll leave it at that because we don't have Dr. Lear here to express his point of view. Let me ask you a few questions about your background before we continue, because you have all these certifications. You worked for the CIA doing covert ops. When did that happen?
I was in the military. I quit college at New Mexico State University and volunteered during the Vietnam War. And thinking I would then be shipped off to Vietnam right off the bat. And I didn't. After I got into military police school at Fort Gordon, Georgia, a group of people came to our room and into our we were sent to this room, and we met a bunch, several of these people in civilian clothes. Long story short, it was the Central Intelligence Agency. Of course, we had no idea who they were. So the bad thing, or good, however you want to frame it, was that the individual that interviewed me said that we would love to have you join us, blah, blah, blah. You'll never go to Vietnam, this sort of thing. And I said, that's not the reason I joined the military. I said, I came to do whatever I needed to do for the country. And anyway, so I was so interested in what they did say. Of course, they never told me it's CIA or anything else. It's called sheet dipping, basically. It's where the CIA goes into the military and they dip into the military, pick out what they want, and entice them to come into where they're at. And I ended up basically going to Fort Myer, and I stayed there TDY until we were ready to be picked up. We were picked up and flown on a Learjet to a top secret installation. And the really interesting story, the people on the there were several people sitting on the Learjet with me and a couple of these other military guys. We kept looking at them. They kept looking at us. They looked at us like we were diseased. And I noticed they had on these very nice Hong Kong suits. And later, those same people, a few days later, after our top secret clearances came in, were at the same meeting, and they announced to us that, welcome to Central Intelligence States. You're now family. And that's the first time I found out that I was actually in the company.
So you're saying here they recruited you, they got you involved in this organization, but didn't tell you until you had already been part of the mission what you were. How long did you work with them?
I worked 2 years with the Central Intelligence Agency in covert ops, and then in the my last year of working in the company, I had a difference of opinion with them on a First Amendment right. They didn't agree, long story short, I ended up activated back into the military and exiled out of the country to Ascom, Korea on a hardship tour. I took the case to Congress, and the case ended up handled by Chairman Mendel Rivers of the personally of the House Armed Services Committee, and that's where it all went.
L. Mendel Rivers from South Carolina, Charleston area, right?
I think that was where he's from.
That's right, as I lived and worked down there and met him. That's many, many thousands of years ago. I'm going to ask you more about that in a moment. We have Daryl Sims, the Alien Hunter, with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, Daryl Sims, the alien hunter, talks to us about a problem he had with his military CIA association, and he got in touch with L. Mendel Rivers, who brought all those bases, military bases, to South Carolina. In fact, there was a story once where someone said to him, Mendel, if you keep bringing these bases down here, the place is going to sink. Okay, so what year was this? Is there a public record of this?
That's correct. And the documents, I am told, were sealed, but I have no idea what that means. All I know is that my congressman was involved in New Mexico, and my father, and of course, I was in Korea, and one day I got a notice while I was there that the IG was investigating my case, and I said, what do you mean, sir? And this was Lieutenant Colonel. He said, no, the Inspector General, a three-star general, General Enemark himself, is handling this case. And I, of course, I knew this was going to be a whitewash because, I mean, what chance does any little Army sergeant have against something like Central Intelligence Agency? Well, first of all, they did not know that it was the CIA they were investigating. This is a top secret installation that was hidden from public view, so to speak. So they thought it was a military base. It wasn't. That's part of the cover.
Chris, you want to pick up on this and then maybe start some of the questions, because we'll never get to all the questions.
Well, what did you specialize in? What was your particular tradecraft that I know you have to be fairly well-rounded to be in a position like that and have that sort of a job, but what was your specialty? I think you mentioned...
First of all, the term tradecraft belongs to people called JOTs that were there. Those are junior officer trainees. These are people who recruited from colleges with a minimum of 4-year degree, and they're hopefully would can speak a foreign language, Farsi, Chinese, that would help. Of course, during that time, Vietnamese would have been perfect, or Thai, because we were in those countries as well. And my purpose there was primarily to give security to a top secret installation to make sure that everybody believed that it was a military base and that to make sure that their operations were protected and covered and that sort of thing. I also taught the martial arts while I was on and off the installation as well to some of the company people and others.
Just a quick question before Chris gets to the issues from our listeners. Did anyone in the military ever come to you because of your connection with the UFO field?
The only case I investigated while I was in the company there was a young lady who was, her father was the director of admissions at the famous William and Mary College. And she kept telling me about her UFO events and abduction encounters. And, I mean, good night. I did not really know how to advise her or what to tell her during those events. But the military and other people did not contact me concerning these events. I kept most of this stuff quiet. And at NMSU, I investigated some cases there. Rather fascinating cases. But again, most people back then, they didn't discuss this stuff. And people in the intelligence community who do understand this stuff and are involved in it, I assure you, they're not going to be talking to someone like me on a lower level like I was about something like this.
So basically, in the military and the CIA, you weren't the big muckety-muck. You were just a regular grunt. You just did your job, and that was it.
I did. My job also was some of the things I did was when Karamassinis and Helms came to the installation, I would do bodyguard work for them and make sure that no one got near them, got around them, including me. I'm never allowed to talk to them. It's almost like the royalty. You're not allowed to even talk to them in any way.
Chris, let's pick up on some of those questions from listeners.
Yeah, this is really fascinating, and I'm sure you had your ears open for any sort of UFO-related material that may have been scuttlebutt, may have been passed around. But we have some questions here that kind of are interested in your protocols, because you've been doing this so long. Burnt State, who's one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com, asked a couple of questions. And the first one is, when you get a report from someone like that woman from associated with William and Mary who claimed they'd been abducted, what is your protocol? Do you first encourage them to seek some sort of counseling before you get further into the case? And how can you tell the difference right off who's maybe confabulating, maybe hallucinating, or they're destabilized in some way? And how do you tell the difference between someone like that and someone that has had a true experience?
Brilliant question. I really like people like this. The protocols, as far as I'm concerned, are in what I do, involve, well, to begin with, as soon as someone comes to me and tells me that I've had an abduction experience or a contact or some other event, the very first thing I do is I monitor them very carefully. This may be a little difficult for some of your listeners to buy into, but one of the things I do on a college level is teach how to determine whether people are lying or telling the truth just by monitoring or watching them. And when I did this for a San Jack College at the psychology department at their request, the first guy that was sitting there was a psychology major, and of course he looked at me and said, "I think that's the biggest bunch of crap I ever heard in my life." And I said, "Good, you're first. Have a seat." And within 5 minutes, I never let him answer a question, and when I finished answering his questions for him that I asked, none of which were invasive or embarrassing to him, when he saw that I answered his own questions for him just by watching him, he was so impressed. Of course, naturally, people signed up for the course on the spot, and he was the first one in line. But the reason those skills are good is because if you're a psychologist, you need to know if someone is telling the truth or not, right, or lying, but simply because some of these people that you're going to be dealing with don't even know themselves. The same is true in the UFO field. Some of them don't know what's happened to them. Some of them will manufacture answers to some questions that you'll ask. You'll know they've had a real event, but you'll see certain parts of their story are added to or tampered with in some way or another for whatever reason. So I never tell anybody what I know about whether they were lying, not telling the truth, or simply didn't know. I don't care whether they know or not. It's only important that I know. And if I'm not impressed with what I hear, it's going to be a very short interview. I'll simply thank them very much and move on, so to speak.
Do you remember the first time you and I met?
I do.
You walked all the way down the hallway and got right nose to nose with me and said, "I'm Daryl Sims." And I says, "I guess you are." And you sat me down at the kitchen table and magically put galvanic skin response sensors on my fingers. Do you remember that?
I was intimidating you, and I did that on purpose. I like to put the cop hat on right off the bat. I like to find out exactly where you're at. The very first thing you have to do when somebody starts doing that to you is you have to try to defend yourself or hide, one of the two. And I was very impressed with you personally, and I was very impressed with your answers. You're very truthful and a very decent guy, and I liked you right off the bat.
We know that Daryl Sims knows how to butter up our co-host, Chris.
Well, Daryl and I have known each other for over 20 years now. So anyway, I really felt that the way you were able to effortlessly apply those devices to me without even me realizing it, I was very impressed with that. That was like sleight of hand or something. I still don't know how you did it.
And NLP, it's called elegance.
Yeah. Well, let's get to a question two from Burn State. And this is a good one. How can we be certain that any identified implants are actually from outer space or alien, as you've described, as opposed to an anomalous accretion in the body? If you're completing some type of mass spectrometry, what kind of isotope analysis do you do? And you mentioned about you paying for it out of pocket. That was his follow-up question.
We'll have the answer to that question in our next segment. We've got a lot more questions from our listeners of our guest. So many questions, in fact, that I doubt we'll get to all of them, but we'll certainly do our best. The alien hunter, Daryl Sims, you're on with Gene and Chris, and your question's coming. You're in
the Paracast.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, Daryl Sims joins us. We've been focusing on his abduction experiences, his research, a little bit about his military and official background, and now Chris has been asking him questions, including one focusing from Burnt State about his research. Daryl?
The implants that we removed first out of the first two people, very interestingly, were objects that were, according to New Mexico Tech, from the Wittmann-Staten structure meteorite. These are lamellar or needle-like projections, about a quarter of an inch long. One of them was in a perfect T formation, wrapped in the abductee's own skin. The skin itself is curious because that can't be inside the human body. The surface skin, keratinous mass can't be inside the body. And that's the reason the pathologist didn't even believe the story at all. He said, that can't be. That just cannot be. He said, because there's no inflammatory response around the object. And we can come up with all kinds of ideas of why that is, but that's conjecture on anybody's part. But the fact is that the scientific analysis showed to be lamellar projections from the Wittmann-Staten or the Kaohsiung meteorite. I'm willing to send those reports to the scientist in question here, if he wants to email me or contact you guys and forward it to me, it makes no difference to me. They can go to alienhunter.org and click on Alien Hunter and ask the question, and I'll be glad to send them the reports. It's no big secret.
When we had Roger Lear on the program, he made a special point of emphasizing this lack of infection around these objects, that if they could figure out how that was done, this could be a medical breakthrough, like you mentioned before. It could almost lead to a Nobel Prize, probably. So what other types of materials have been found? I know there's a wide variety of implant shapes and sizes. I've seen your collection. Some of them look fairly mundane to my untrained eyes, but some of them are fairly peculiar. Have you ever had one, let's say, that was transmitting or giving off some sort of signal or in any way showing some sort of electronic capabilities?
Well, I could tell you, but I'd have to kill Chris. No, I'm just kidding. That probably ought to be done anyway.
Okay, by the way, right now the listeners are going to hear that. And the headline's going to say, Daryl Sims threatens Chris O'Brien. Okay,
here we go. We've been buddies for years. The fact is, I probably have to kill myself first. The fact is, we have a remarkable object inside. It was inside a lady's brain. It's on the front of my book on the implants. And it's the size of a lifesaver. It's inside her skull. It's a remarkable object, and it was there for... In 1996, the object moved to the other side of the skull. 1984 is when the implant was first seen. She was in a car accident, and they took an x-ray of her head, and they said, what in the world is that? And it's lifesaver size, very radio opaque, and they had no idea what it was. In 1990, the object moved to the left side of the brain. 1996, the object disappeared. And what's amazing about it now, if you go to my website on Alien Hunter, you'll see the same. You can see that information, but you can see a new implant in the woman's arm.
Did she ever report any sort of nocturnal visitations or any experiences like that? Or was this something that just totally kind of showed up as a surprise?
It definitely was nocturnal and even daytime visits. The important thing about this lady's case is that I told her to go down and get an X-ray of the object, which is the size of a large pill inside her arm. And you can see it on the site. Because I made a video, she made a video for me, and they did an X-ray, and it won't show up on X-ray. I said, well, that's really odd. I said, well, go get an MRI. They got an MRI. And of course, there's just like hundreds of these little shots, and it didn't show up on MRI reportedly. And that's got everybody kind of baffled. And so our next opportunity, I go to Brazil. We're going to go down there and do a surgery on this lady's arm, and then on a lady's foot. I've got an object about an inch and a half long inside a lady's foot, and it's a doctor's wife of all things.
Well, how many implants have you recovered to date now?
Well, it's hard to say. The term implant is, those are terms that people use rather generically.
Right.
And that kind of doesn't mean anything. Everybody claims that something in their body is an implant. That's just not true. Implants are extremely rare. And people that say they're not are people who just want to make money or who want to scare people.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, it's just not true.
Yeah.
The second thing is that the objects that you find in these people, some of them we found four little tiny gold spheres that were inside a little girl's nose on two different occasions. She does report consciously of a little strange man with black eyes with a large bulbous head in a room, and the mother forwarded me the objects. I sent them off to York University under the care of Dr. Nick Balakas, and he gave it to a tenured professor. The tenured professor sent me the information back, and he said, you're 51% silver, 49% gold. And he said, I tried to manufacture the exact same thing, and he said, their size of a pinhead. He said, I was not able to manufacture that, and he said, and I don't know why I can't get the same consistency. I just don't understand that. And I said, I don't either. I said, it still doesn't make them alien. It just makes them unusual and strange. They're about the size of a pinhead. And our next test will be to send those off to get isotopic ratios done to see if the silver and gold is from here.
Interesting. So have any of these objects at all exhibited any sort of electronic capabilities, any sort of tracking, homing device, sending biophysical information of some kind? Do we have any sort of transmission capability of these things?
Well, I'm kind of under the gun here. I've heard people make claims and seen no evidence of it. Under the same circumstance, I just had two people come to me this last month and a half. Both are assistant attorney generals. And one of them is acting, and the other one is just retired. And the just retired one ended up one night getting five objects inside the back of his leg. This guy's tough as nails. He is not given to weird stories and so on. He had seen UFOs during his tenure in the military. He has a very interesting background and so on. The same day he ended up with the five objects in the back of his leg, his sister called him the next day complaining of a leg injury. She went to the hospital, and they found five objects in the back of her leg, too. Apparently, this done the same day. But what we want to do ultimately is test some of these objects under ideal conditions to see if we can, number one, pick up any transmissions, or two, see if we can activate them in some particular way. And that's all I can say about that.
Yeah, but for prior cases over the last 30 years, you know, I have heard some claims of this sort. Roger Lear was one person a number of years ago that made this claim, but I've never seen any corroborating evidence or any sort of, you know, proof that these things actually exist. So if they do, you're saying they're very, very rare, and that you've never actually had some sort of device that could be determined that was transmitting, or somehow it was electronic in nature.
No, it's definitely not electronic. You'll find no evidence inside these objects that they are, in fact, You won't find tech, so to speak, in these objects. If you find tech in an object, you're going to find in the vast majority of those cases, when you find them, they're going to be human-related, human-manufactured.
Right. That's a rather disturbing thought.
Yes.
Especially if you don't know it's there. Wow. We have a bunch of questions here. And here's another interesting question. This comes from Eric the Red, who's one of our recent signups at forum.theparacast.com. He wants to know if you screen people in your questionnaire to determine if they have some sort of ascribed supernatural or paranormal causes of a non-UFO nature prior to hypnagogic or hypnopompic states of paralysis and lucid dreaming. In other words, if an abductee is already predisposed to engage in false attributions, doesn't this demote their credibility in your mind? His follow-up question would be, what methods do you use that would capture evidence for confabulation and false attribution, which you kind of already stated, but how do you separate the wheat from the chaff here and determine a person's predisposition about what they claim is happening?
By and large, many abductees, and I have online support group for this, by and large, most abductees do not want this experience, and they don't go around bragging about how I just got abducted again last night and so on and so on. In our support group online, it's real interesting because if you get on there and you're not really an abductee, that's going to be found out like very quickly. Or if they find out that you're a wannabe, and they'll simply remove you from the site. But for me, I use a series of things. I'm a handwriting analyst. One of the things I'll look at while you fill out your forms, and I'm monitoring you during this using this technique of determining whether you're lying, telling the truth, or even hallucinating. I'll look at your handwriting, and in that handwriting analysis, if you have an ability to exaggerate or to lie, confabulate, and this sort of thing, it shows up in your handwriting as well.
We'll talk about more of this in a moment with Daryl Sims and Gene. And Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
A little rise, a little laugh, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.